Welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot. On today's episode, Google's antitrust case, a Disney privacy settlement, and Singapore's warning to Meta. Let's get started. First up, a US court rejected the Department of Justice's call to break up Google's core products, Chrome and Android. Google saw a victory in getting to keep its business intact, although several requirements have been imposed. The ruling imposes strict new limits, preventing Google from striking exclusive deals for Google Search, Chrome, Google Assistant, or even its Gemini AI app. It also has to share its search index and user interaction data with approved rivals and offer search and texted syndication on fair terms. Plus, Google must be transparent about any major changes to its ad auctions to stop hidden price manipulation. Next, the Walt Disney Company is settling with the Federal Trade Commission for $10 million over violations of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. The FTC found that Disney failed to mark some YouTube videos as made for kids, which resulted in targeted ads being run on that content. Disney has described it as an administrative error, but it's a costly reminder about the importance of compliance. And finally, Singapore is cracking down on online scams. The government has ordered Meta to implement robust anti-scam measures on Facebook, specifically targeting advertisements, accounts, profiles, and business accounts that impersonate government officials. Under the new Online Criminal Harms Act, non-compliance could cost Meta up to 1 million Singapore dollars. It's a clear signal that regulators are holding platforms more accountable. And that's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more ad tech news.